Hello, how are you doing?
I'm all right, how are you? You just missed a powwow. There was like a 20-minute powwow, and then there was, and then we were marching with, and they were drumming, and I kind of got lost, a little bit pushed back, because I was talking to a hippie lady. But oh my goodness, there's got to be 2,000 or 3,000 people here anyway. There's a lot of really good energy. I was at the back of the procession for some time, and there was a whole lot of energy back there. And I was in the middle for some time.
Yes.
And it was kind of more of like a peaceful energy through the middle. There wasn't a lot of, you know, chanting or slogans or anything like that. And then at the front, though, oh my goodness, it's just very, very exciting.
And this is all to mark its Indigenous solidarity, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Native rights or human rights seems to be the big sort of message. But yeah, basically, it's definitely a pretty much, you know, like unless we follow, you know, like the native, like listen to what they're saying about the land claims and why that's important, and to, you know, like basically, it's unless we follow them, we're really kind of just screwed. So it's the seems to me of the day here.
That's a good. I'm glad to hear that. That's their talking point. Everybody's long thought of it as their problem, and. But as it turns out, every issue that is important to them, it's equally important to every one of us.
Yeah, absolutely. That's basically, you know, like absolutely what they're saying here. So, but it's this has been a really like I missed the first part of it where they were all congregated at Queen's Park, and then so I missed a lot of what they were talking about. But it's pretty clear what people are talking about along the march. It's a very different feel from yesterday, though. It's a much larger group, and so the police aren't as, you don't see them as much. They're, you know that they're there, but I think there's the same numbers as they had yesterday, but this crowd is much larger, so.
Yes.
So you don't feel their, you know, presence so much, and then, and we've been marching a very long time, and we're marching a lot faster than we were yesterday. So.
When did you start? At what time? It's 1:50 now.
Well, they congregated from 11 to 12 on the lawn there at Queen's Park, and then at 12, pretty much on the button, we started marching down.
Yeah.
Down University to Queen.
Yes.
And then we cut, or was it, yeah, Queen across to Bay.
Yes.
And then up Bay to Wellesley.
Yes.
And then across Wellesley to Yonge. And we're now moving down Yonge. And we'll be approaching college fairly shortly. And now they're having another powwow here, about 10 feet away from me.
What's the weather like?
It's bloody hot. It's blisteringly hot. It's blue skies. And there's no shade, because they've been planning these marches to start right at noon.
Yes.
Of all the times of the day. I've asked a couple of elderly people how they're doing, because there's a lot of people walking without bags. And so you're thinking, like, where's their water at?
Yes.
But apparently someone's been coming around and offering people water that look like they need water.
Wonderful.
So. And I've seen people passing around sunscreen.
Wonderful. It's a good, congenial, collective, cooperative kind of environment, it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was really warm and intimate yesterday.
Yes.
But today, it's more like, I don't know, there's something about the energy today. Maybe it's the numbers and the spiritualism that seems to be coming.
Yes.
From the organizers today.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's amazing.
So you're feeling inspired. You can.
I am.
It comes through.
I, Yeah, no, I feel like, I mean, I came out with the intention of only staying for an hour because I have so much work to do. But I'm still here, and I don't think I'll be leaving anytime soon. Someone's offering people to spray their bags with water right now.
To spray their bags? Their backs?
Coming around with a water bottle and offering to spray your back.
Ah.
My back's soaking wet, though, thank you. I guess. Maybe Ian Halter Thompson. This is really something.
You're impressed.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. And this is all taking over the streets, right?
Yeah, we're taking over the streets. This is, like, we're right across Yonge Street, and I would say, like, I'm near the front, we're approaching college, and I would say that the back is extending all the way, just about all the way back to Wellesley at this point. So,
that was nice. Thousands, would you say?
Pardon?
Thousands.
I would say at the beginning, I thought it was about 1,000. And I was talking to someone who was there from the American Associated Press. I asked him what he thought. And he said, you could easily say 1,000. And the same guy said yesterday, he reported there were only 150 people at yesterday's rally. And I told him I thought there was 300 to 500 yesterday. So 1,000, I think, is a very conservative number. I think there's at least 2,000, and I'd say maybe even up to 3,000 people.
Uh-huh.
But it feels much larger because of all the energy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it does. I don't even know that it really even matters the actual number as much as the sound of their voices. You know?
Yes. And so, would you say that the majority?
What is the like the cross section sort of thing
of the crowd? Are they would they be native identified?
There's a large percentage, yes, of indigenous people here for sure. Like I would say, especially near the front here, I'd say it's probably, you know, like 25%. Near the back, it's less, but I'd say that's like it's a real cross section. Like there's young and old. It just seems like a real cross section, like all kinds of different looking faces in the crowd for sure. We're crossing Carlton. We're moving at a bit of a clip, and the wind's blowing. At least the wind's blowing.
Nice.
We're stopped right in the middle of the intersection right now.